In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're about to go into our question of the day. A fair question jumps in on the YouTube page. Is Fatu Kasi going to be able to return the season? If you remember, he's on IR and has been for a very long time. I think the addition of the additional defensive tackle that they did, was that yesterday? Days are running together for me.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Naquan Jones. Mm-hmm. I think that might be pretty telling in the idea that, mm-hmm. yeah, probably not. And if he does, it's going to be a while because, again, you need to activate him, get him up to speed practicing.
Clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, fair enough. All right, let's get to the question of the day. It's a kids game this weekend mm-hmm. for the Cardinals, which do you think they did that intentionally? Do you think that they could foresee?
Because of Kyler Murray?
That they were, was not in my attention, but you know
that's
what?
Why I thought you was getting that.
Touche. I wasn't even thinking that far. I was just like, did that look at the schedule like, this is probably a winnable game.
Yeah, let's let the kids have some fun. You know, to do their thing as they
you like. You thought the kids are going to be up the stands, and be like one of us.
Yeah,
there's one of us down there.
Oh, are they going to have the mascots playing football against kids?
I sure hope
that's
so.
That's the meanest thing that I love.
It really is.
It's the meanest thing that I absolutely love.
Because those mascots do not hold back.
They do not.
They should be throwing them kids to the turf.
It's hilarious and awful at the same time.
Anyways, that's neither here nor there. The question is, what's an old school kids game that you love?
Yeah.
It came to us via Mark Vandermeer, who loves asking, you know, just kind of a
offbeat
question yeah. to all of the interview subjects that he has on a weekly basis. This week on the player show, Tommy Togiai, man of the hour, was asked about the game that he liked to play, not obviously organized sports, the game he liked to play as a kid.
Tommy, it's Kids Day, presented by Texas Children's, at NRG Stadium on Sunday when you entertain the Arizona Cardinals. So the Kids Day question is this. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Maybe outdoor game. You can't say football, organized sports. It's got to be something you did with the neighborhood kids or your family, whatever. Maybe a board game or a sport outside. What comes to mind when I say this?
I think there was like two really growing up outdoor ones where we played kickball, and the other one was like Foursquare.
Oh, Foursquare.
Yeah. Foursquare. Yeah.
Foursquare.
That's elite game.
I remember playing that.
Yeah, that's a wild one and definitely an old school. What's an old school game you loved? I said it earlier. I just want to reiterate for anyone who doesn't listen. Some people may not even know what this is. I think a lot of people may not even know what this is. I played the hell out of Jax. The little rubber ball and the little, I guess it's like.
I think those are technically like the Jax, right?
The
I don't know
Jax
exactly
are almost
what
like
those.
A diamond, not diamond shape. It's kind of hard to describe.
They hurt when you step on them.
They hurt when you step on them, but I could scoop those suckers. And you go, first you got to get one and then two, and I think there's eight of them. I used to love, I played the heck out of that.
That also, game was banned in my house because of that.
Because stepping on him?
Yeah.
So you're familiar with Jax.
Yeah,
are
yeah.
Are you familiar with Jax?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I just never really played it.
I played the hell out of it. Also, nighttime tag. Nighttime tag.
That sounds like a euphemism for something.
Well, it evolved, to put it that way.
Okay. All right.
But nighttime tag. Tetherball.
I legitimately, and this is the God's honest truth, I had never seen or touched a tetherball in real life until Friday. at Raven Tower.
Oh, really?
I went out to see the fellas of the drive, and out on their patio or whatever, in the outdoor space, there's a tetherball out there. Mm-hmm. And I went out there and just was like, all right, what is this thing? Because I, in my 33 years of life, had never.
It's useless, and I wasn't good at it. But there was a scoring system and stuff. I forget how it worked. But what about you?
There's some ones that are coming in on the text line that have actually refreshed my memory. The one that came to mind for me, especially going to like high school baseball games, you know, at the high school, was like playing wall ball.
Yeah.
Just getting a tennis ball and just, you know, throwing at the wall, running at the wall, things of that nature. But there's been other ones that came up. Like kickball came to mind for me, and I definitely played that, but that feels like that's still a little bit more towards it.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hide and seek and capture the flag.
Capture the flag was fun.
Huge for me. Yeah. Especially when you like when you get real big with it. Like we would play it over the entirety of the playground. So like you're navigating, trying to hide. It was really huge. Yeah, man, those were really big ones for me.
Old school, Figgy.
Yeah, old school. The games we used to play, similar to hide go seek, but it's more, I guess, for older kids. But Manhunt.
Oh,
we used to do a thing called Manhunt.
Oh yeah,
where it used to be a group of people. Let's say it was 20 of us, then 10 people would be the people that's hunting, and the other 10 would be the ones that's hiding.
Yeah,
and we wouldn't just be in at one house or anything. We'd be all over the neighborhood.
Oh, that's incredible.
And then when you catch them, you literally got to beat them up.
So oh, okay.
Like, you get stomped out, you get punched,
stomped then, out.
Yeah, yeah. Now Manhunt, man. That's like
it's also called assault.
Yeah, but you know what? As a kid, you need motivation. If you don't want to get beat up, hide.
I think the best part is when you catch somebody, you beat them up, and then you're like, all right, you on our team now. Where's the other guy?
So
they pretty much ratting out everybody else. I think I saw him over there behind that house.
A lot of people have said marbles, and there's two versions.
Oh, I was huge in marbles.
Okay, did you know the two versions? There's marbles where you have the circle and you just play.
Yeah.
And then there's keepsies. Did you ever play keepsies?
I did.
That was intense. I would sweat because you used to collect marbles. You had a box full of marbles.
Taking people's marbles.
And there was like the cat eye. Why do I remember all this stuff? There were like some different versions of marbles that were kind of considered, you know, more elite or whatever. And then when you played keepsies, if they knocked yours out, they kept it. And I was like, dang it. Yeah, marbles was always big time.
They said that's called gang violence. someone did begin with a name that I'm very familiar with, the 936. D'Amico Ryans also had that dilemma, although he handled it very well. Well, apparently the game, they used to call it hot ball, which, you know, throw the ball in there, whoever catches it now becomes the antagonist of everything. Everybody's trying to go get that person. I know that there is a name that a lot of people called it that we probably should.
I used to call it Dino Man.
Dino Man.
Dino Man. Yeah, Dino Man. Yeah.
I hadn't heard that until you said that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's pretty much football. And if you get tackled, then you throw it up in the air.
Yeah.
Then whoever catch it, now you got to tackle them pretty much.
And how about the
sideline pop, because we used to play in the street.
How about the least surprising thing of all when they asked Nick Caserio this question? To no one's surprise, Monopoly. Come on, man. We're talking about, you know.
It's not surprising at all, man.
Of course, Monopoly. Of course you play
businesses
Monopoly.
And all that stuff, building hotels. And
creating deals.
Yeah.
Trying to get over on people, put
Monopoly.
Them out of business.
I'm sure his parents was like, I know you about to be a GM of an NFL team.
That's right.
Did y'all ever play jackpot?
Jackpot, explain it.
So, you know, one person has the ball, they'll throw the ball up. Ultimately, like, the goal is to reach a certain point score. Mm-hmm. People, you know, use different scoring systems. You call out a point score and you throw the ball up, and everybody's just trying to jump up and get the,
usually
like a football. And then there'd be instances where you throw it up and you call jackpot, and that's like an instant win of sorts, right? At least that's the way that I remember it being played. You could tell me if I'm wrong there. Mm-hmm. It's quite possible that's there. But yeah, man, like, that's one of those that is really fun to play, but then is also even more fun on a trampoline. Like, there's a lot of these games that if you add the trampoline to it, you go, oh, okay, this is a lot, one, a lot more fun, and two, very, very, a lot more likely to get in.
Wrestling. Oh, on the trampoline.
Yep, yep. That one's up there as well.
You can do all those flips and stuff.
Yeah.
I never played, where was it? I just lost it. Red Rover.
Oh, we played that a lot. Oh, that was Playground.
Yeah, I never played Red Rover.
My generation, Playground was really like dangerous. You know, they had metal, you know, jungle gyms on concrete. Yeah. We would play Red Rover. And then I've told you this one before. We played Buck Buck. Where the front guy, it's like five or six people. The front guy holds onto a tree, and then every just person behind him holds onto their waist, and you bend over. So it's like a line of kids. And then the other five or six take a running start and try to like jump onto them to break the chain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're breaking backs and everything else. And there was some rough ones. Buck Buck was a tough one.
Why are we like this?
I don't know.
Why are kids like this?
What about as far as basketball, just like on the court type fun, horse, sure, all around the world?
Around the world is
21 was always good.
21. Yeah. But now we're really getting to play, just playing basketball.
Yeah.
A lot of great ones. Dodgeball. Something as simple as dodgeball was great. Appreciate you guys. Simon Says. I feel like Simon Says was never as fun for me.
It's more on TV.
He was just cheated. Yeah. And I was just like, all right, what are we doing here? Hide and go get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That is when we need to stop playing this game. That's question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the team that you're facing off against had a really bad injury note yesterday. Plus, I found this to be a very interesting research that had came out that I think it says a little something about the NFL at large. I want to talk about that next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.